News every 15 minutes, weather every 10, and sports twice an hour.
News Talk KGVO, AM 1290 and 98.3 FM.
You're listening to Montana Morning with Peter Christian.
Fires, evacuations, even a little welcome rain. Good morning, everyone. Montana Morning for Monday, August 14th, 2017. Right now, the sky is overcast. We do have plenty of smoky haze still, 54 degrees in Missoula. The good news is air quality has improved because of a little bit of a weather system that moved through yesterday. Sealy Lake went from hazardous to unhealthy. Missoula and Frenchtown and Hamilton all listed as moderate in air quality right now. Our newscast this morning, sponsored by First Montana Bank, your home for free centennial checking, unlimited cash back every time you use your debit card. Yesterday, the Missoula County Sheriff's Office began the process of sending deputies to over 160 homes on both sides of Highway 12 due to the rapid expansion of the Lolo Peak Fire. Public Information Officer Brenda Bassett told KGVO that evacuation warnings were issued just 2 days ago, but with the weather system and strong winds that blew through the area Saturday night, the evacuation orders were issued on Sunday morning.
This morning, we assembled a team of deputies that are going to go around to approximately 160 homes on both the north and south sides of Highway 12, starting at mile marker 20, which is the Bear Creek area, and extending all the way to Fort Fizzles.
Bassett had important information for homeowners who had self-evacuated before the sheriff's deputies arrived.
Those residents in that area are asked to immediately leave the area. We have deputies, like I said, going door to door. So if residents should leave before deputies make contact with those folks, we just ask that they check in at Roper's Lounge, or we have an evacuation point set up so we know that they've left the area.
Bassett said an evacuation center has been established in Florence.
The Red Cross is opening a shelter at Florence Carlton Community Church on Old Highway 93. So if folks that have to leave their homes need additional assistance, just know that that's being set up. And then we have a number of fire lines that are set up for information.
Here are the numbers for evacuations. The number to call is 258-4636. That's 258-4636. For fire activity, the number is 272-5433. Again, that's 272-5433. If you missed those numbers, they're on our website at newstalkkgvo.com. In addition, Highway 12 has been closed to through traffic from mile marker 20 to mile marker 30 due to weather related to the Lolo Peak Fire. Plus, 140 more homes have been placed on evacuation warning. Two of our own personal family friends own a home just off Highway 12 near Lolo, one of 140 more homes who have been put on evacuation notice due to the Lolo Peak Fire. This particular homeowner told KGVO News his first concern, of course, is for his family, who are understandably anxious over having a sheriff's deputy knock on the door, asking them to be prepared to evacuate at a moment's notice.
Well, it's an anxious moment, especially when you have a wife and grandkids are visiting now, and so you have a lot of concern. Process of packing up quite a few valuables, getting my thoughts in line for if they do evacuate me, how much time I have, and I need to throw in the pickup and whatnot as quickly as possible.
The homeowner has already put a list of possessions together in case of evacuation.
In my line of work, I'll be throwing in a lot of my valuable tools, air guns, compressors, table saws, things like that. And then, you know, our jewelry, and we've traveled quite a bit, so we have quite a few items from foreign countries that are fairly valuable. We'll be trying to throw those in. And, of course, any firearms I've got, we'll throw those in. Even though they're in safes, I don't really trust the safe to ward off a fire.
The homeowner, who's been evacuated due to fires twice before, said he and his family have already made arrangements as to where to relocate if they hear that knock on the door telling them it's time to go. The Lolo Peak Fire has burned about 12 square miles since it was reported July 15th. There was lightning caused. Nearly 500 firefighters were on the scene. It's one of 12 fires burning in the state, which has been hit hard by drought. Another wildfire cut off the shortest trail to a backcountry chalet in Montana's Glacier National Park last week while dozens of people were staying there. They had to hike out. Some guests decided to leave by another trail that's 13 miles long. Park officials did not return a call on Sunday. A cabin fire was reported to 911 just before 2 a.m. Saturday at the tourist store and campground. Missoula Rural Fire responded along with other firefighting agencies. Captain Ron Lubke said the occupant of the structure had been critically burned.
Our engines arrived on scene and found a small cabin fully involved. There was a critically injured male who had been inside the cabin. He was transported by Missoula Emergency Services to St. Pat's Hospital, not sure on his status beyond that right now.
Lubke said along with the cabin, the fire spread to a nearby field, and also a dog was injured in the blaze.
It did start a grass fire as well, but they were able to knock that down quickly. The first arriving engine was able to stop the grass fire from spreading and then focus on the building itself. There was a dog. They did find the dog. The dog had climbed underneath the cabin. It was injured, did receive some burns, but it was still alive, and some neighbors transported it, I believe, to Prine Veterinary Hospital.
Lubke said several witnesses at the scene reported hearing an explosion, but the cause of the fire remains under investigation. No firefighters were hurt during the incident. And we're not quite done with fire stories yet. Just before 8 o'clock Friday night, a fire broke out in the 4-H Cafe at the Western Montana Fair. KISS FM morning host Billy Jenkins witnessed the incident.
So we were actually working the Chicks and Chaps Women's Rodeo Clinic, and we noticed a big cloud of smoke happen, and it looks like in the exhibit center, there was a fire that took place. We do have Missoula Fire Department that's on scene. Missoula County Sheriff is on scene.
Jenkins said one individual was reportedly injured while attempting to leave the fire scene.
It looks like the fire has pretty much been put out, but during the evacuation, it looked like there was a guy that had an injury. He may have broken a leg during the evacuation. There's just hundreds of people on site and just trying to make sure that everyone's safe. And the Missoula Fire Department and the sheriffs are doing the best they possibly can, but it's just trying to get people out of the way at this point.
Again, that was on Friday night. Jenkins said the fair and carnival continued. Just the area around the fire was evacuated. The fire was knocked down quickly. Sheriff's Department Sergeant Jeremiah Peterson said the fire started in the 4-H Cafe. The investigation into the fire continues by the City Fire Department. Well, what a difference a little rain can make in an area thirsty for any moisture at all. Meteorologist Dan Zump with the National Weather Service said Western Montana received a welcome rain shower yesterday.
Yeah, we got 1,400s here at the airport yesterday afternoon and early evening. And yeah, it was just a cold front that came through and brought widespread beneficial rain and increased the humidity around the region. So that's the good news for a lot of the wildfires going on.
Zump said, however, the rain's improvement in air quality for the region will be short-lived.
I did look at the Department of Environmental Quality, and they did have an improvement over air quality for a lot of places, but the rain will only do so much to slow down the fires that have been pretty well established, so it's probably downhill from here, but unclear how fast.
Some said the forecast for the rest of the week calls for dry and sunny conditions with highs returning to the upper 80s by the end of the week. Finally, county election officials across Montana are challenging Secretary of State Corey Stapleton's knowledge of the state's election system. During a meeting with Stapleton last week during their annual convention, local elections officials criticized the Secretary of State for his repeated assertions that voter fraud took place during the May 25th special election. Montana Public Radio reports that Stapleton's office provided a list of about 1,800 ballots cast during the election, but were not counted. He said the states need to be more focused on voter fraud to prevent it from occurring. But during Stapleton's presentation, some county officials, in an outburst, said he lacked the proper understanding of the system he oversees, especially when it comes to why some ballots are rejected. They said his rhetoric weakens the public confidence in the electoral process. Our News Talk Time, 6:13.
News Talk, KGVO.
Missoula's official weather station. Mostly sunny skies today with high temperatures in the upper 70s and low 80s. Wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows right around the 50-degree mark. I'm meteorologist Brooke Foster for Missoula's KECI 13.